When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks, because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It's time now for the Noontime News on KROX, the Noontime News, heard every time at this, well, most of the time at noon here on KROX, and it's heard on KROX, 1260 AM, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. President Donald Trump has arrived in Ireland on his first presidential visit to the country. Trump is spending two nights at his golf club in the village of Doonbeg, nestled in the rugged coastline of the Atlantic Ocean. He'll meet Wednesday with Ireland's Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar. Protests are planned for both Wednesday evening and Thursday in Ireland, where Trump is making a brief visit. Canadian World War II veterans have joined current members of the country's armed forces at a military cemetery in France to observe the 75th anniversary of D-Day and the Battle of Normandy. Soldiers marched to music as 33 of their elders looked on at the Canadian War Cemetery on Wednesday. Representatives of a top leader of the U.S. Catholic Church say he acted swiftly and justly to the allegations made by a woman who says his former deputy lured her into a sexual relationship. The Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston, issued a statement Tuesday in response to an Associated Press investigation of Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, who is leading the U.S. Church's response to its sex abuse scandal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning that Presidential Donald Trump's trade tariffs and Mexican imports would be punishing both countries. Pelosi says the 5% tariff that Trump is threatening on the longtime U.S. ally is not a way to treat a friend. The California Democrat also says it's not a way to deal with immigration. Trump wants to impose tariffs on all imported Mexican goods starting Monday to push the Mexican government to do more to halt illegal immigration. Republicans and Democrats are banding together to try to stop the Trump administration's sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia. Senators are introducing 22 state resolutions to halt the sales, and the move threatens to tangle up the Senate in a series of votes this summer. Trump invoked emergency powers to sell arms to the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates without congressional review. The senators say the use of executive power was unprecedented and can be challenged. And I think the history books have told us every time the U.S. sells weapons to another country, it usually backfires almost every time. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The art of remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 73 degrees, a north wind of 9 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.86 inches, humidity is at 50%, and the forecast for the rest of today calls for sunny skies, going to be another warm one today, highs 80 to 85. North winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the west in the afternoon, and tonight partly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain showers, lows in the mid-50s, southwest winds up to 10 miles an hour. If you like the heat, and I think all of us are enjoying it so far, especially after the winter and spring that we had, you're going to get some warm temperatures here, at least through Friday, and then the temperatures will drop to the mid-80s on Saturday, and then it'll cool off into the 70 to 75 degree range for Sunday into Tuesday. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. Yesterday, we had a high of 92. That ties the record set in 1968. Besides sitting in the press box and being extremely warm and sweating while doing a baseball game, the winds kept it pretty comfortable yesterday. But again, right now in downtown Crookston, we're already to 73 degrees, sunny skies, and a north wind of 9 miles an hour. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
I'll take a look at the state news. Amid concerns of potential tariffs on Mexican imports, U.S. Senator Tina Smith says farmers are happy about the Trump administration's approval to allow E15 blended gas to be produced year-round. But Smith says the issue of refinery waivers issued by the administration is still a problem.
That's actually taking a bigger bite out of market share than we're kind of gaining back by year-round E15. And waivers being given to refineries so that they don't have to blend, nobody knows who's getting it or why they're getting it, and it's not helpful at all.
That's actually taking, Smith did say the move will have positive impacts on corn growers, ethanol producers, and even the price at the pump. Well, this is the bad news. Peak mosquito season hasn't really begun yet, and the Minnesota News Network asked an expert just how bad it could be this summer.
So we've had plenty of moisture inputs so far this year, and mosquitoes like wet conditions overall, so there's been plenty of water for them. What we're waiting to see is just how warm a summer we have. The hotter it is, the more mosquito production we'll have.
It's like a perfect storm. The State Health Department's Dave Neitzel says the risk of mosquito-borne disease, such as West Nile, increases in the late summer, and he's reminding Minnesotans that the peak season for tick-borne diseases is already underway. Minneapolis officials have canceled the segregated meetings for city staffers to mark the 400th anniversary of slavery in North America. Flyers promoting 3 sessions in July have been taken down at City Hall. The lunch hour meetings were to be segregated by race for black and white city employees. Minnesota's 2 medical marijuana providers lost a combined $2.4 million in 2018, continuing the losses that have marked the program since it began. But top executives of both companies say they see reason for optimism. They point to changes approved by the legislature that will make it easier to do business. They can now write off their business expenses, buy hemp from local farmers, and open 4 new dispensaries apiece. Police in St. Paul are investigating how a loaded handgun ended up in the backpack of an elementary school student. Sergeant Mike Ernster says the 8-year-old girl put her backpack on the floor at John A. Johnson Achievement Plus Elementary School Monday and heard a thud. Ernster says she opened the backpack and found the gun, then told her teacher about it. The girl wasn't sure how the gun ended up in her bag. Severe thunderstorms have rolled across central and southern Minnesota, bringing winds gusting up to 80 miles an hour and several reports of hail. The storms prompted tornado warnings in the southern Twin Cities and southeastern Minnesota, but no tornadoes were reported as of Tuesday evening. The National Weather Service says the storms brought winds of 70 to 80 miles an hour across southern Scott County and parts of Dakota and Rice counties. The storms followed a warm, humid day. And there was rain in Red Lake Falls. There was rain, I think, in Thief River Falls and to our north, but I don't think we had a drop here in Crookston. Got windy and cloudy, but did not rain. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. We have some good news from the Section Golf Tournament and a lot of baseball scores to pass along as well. That's all going to be coming up next as we continue the noontime news. So we'll hear the sports after this from Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Taking a look at the sports, first of all, from yesterday, Danny Boyle earned a spot in the state tournament for the Crookston Pirate Girls golf team after a career best. What a time to do it. In the day two of the Section 8 AA Boys and Girls Golf Tournament played at the Town and Country Club in Bemidji. The Pirate Girls finished in fourth place with a team score of 757, with Detroit Lakes winning the section title with a 626, 91 strokes better than runner-up Perham. The Crookston boys finished in a tie for fourth place with a 666. Ooh, that's not a good one. With Detroit Lakes winning with their score of 622, 25 shots lower than Roseau. That's a score you probably don't want to have. Not because it's bad or good, just the numbers. But congratulations to Danny Boyle and the Pirate Golf teams on a excellent season. Only six teams make it to the section meet, so be one of the top six teams in 8AA. Not a bad feat, especially when you have the top team on the girls' side, especially. They'll probably go and win state by a large margin. But you have a girl, what, 3 under par was the for Detroit Lakes. Then the next one was 1 over. How do you compete with that? So DL, they're tough, but this is the last year DL will be in 8AA. They'll move up to 8AAA next year on the girls' side only. And Brady Butt tossed a complete game, 13 strikeout shutout as the Crookston Post Legion 20 baseball team beat Lancaster 9-0 at Jim Carn Field. Joey Doda went 2-for-3 with a double, an RBI, and a run. Brady Butt was 3-for-4 with 2 runs scored. Crookston is now 1-0 on the year, and they will play a doubleheader against Red Lake Falls on Tuesday starting at 5 p.m. at Jim Carn Field. We'll have game one right here on KROX. And their game on Monday with Foston, that has been postponed. Foston is hoping because they're getting ready for the state tournament, or they're just getting done with their season tomorrow, if that's the case. We'll find out tomorrow. And taking a look at the scoreboard from yesterday, the Minnesota Twins, they lost to Cleveland by a score of 5-2. And in that game, Francisco Lindor hit two of Cleveland's 4 home runs to get the victory. And Shane Bieber 5-2 now, gave up solo home runs to Marwin Gonzalez in the second and Eddie Rosario in the sixth. So the Twins continue to hit home runs, but they gave up too many. The scoreboard from yesterday, as you heard here on KROX, 10 errors were just too many for Red Lake County to combat as they lost to Norman County East Eel and Hitterdahl 7-2. Then Faustin bounced back to beat Norman County East Eel and Hitterdahl 8-4. Now Faustin will take on Sacred Heart on Thursday at 2 p.m. in the Section 8A Baseball Championship game. We'll have the game right here on KROX, 1:30 the pregame, 2 o'clock the first pitch. If Faustin would win, that would force a second game at about 4:30, and of course would have that on as well. In 8AA, Breckenridge beat Dilworth, Glendon, Felton 5-1. Wadena Deer Creek beat Holly 3-0. And then Wadena Deer Creek in another loser out game beat Breckenridge 3-0. And Perham in the winner's bracket beat East Grand Forks 8-3. In boys tennis yesterday, Rochester Lords beat Laverne 6-1. St. Paul Academy beat Thief River Falls 6-1. Mounds Park beat Hibbing 6-1. And the Breck School beat Pine City 5-2. In the consolation, Thief River Falls, they bounced back to beat Laverne 6-1. And Hibbing beat Pine City 5-2. Seems like Hibbing and a Section 8 opponent, whether it's Crookston, Thief River Falls, I think that's the only two teams that have gone here in the past decade to the State Boys Tennis Tournament. They play each other in the third place match each year. This time it'll be the consolation championship because it's all private schools in the semis. Speaking of those private schools, St. Paul Academy, they beat Rochester Lords in the semifinals today 7-0, and Mounds Park Academy beat Breck School 5-2. So in the consolation championship, Thief River Falls taking on Hibbing as we speak, and then at 2 o'clock in the third place match, Rochester Lords, they will take on, that will be, where is that here? Breck. So they're taking on Breck. And then St. Paul Academy will take on Mounds Park Academy. So two academies are playing against each other in the State Class A championship match. And then the individuals will start on Thursday. On the sports schedule for today, we can tell you the Twins back in action. They take on Cleveland. 5:30 the pregame, 6:10 the first pitch. We'll have it right here on KROX. And the Crookston Reds, they're at Dilworth to take on the Rail Dogs. That's a 7:30 start there. That is a look at the sports. We'll take a break. Also, we should tell you the Crookston Pirate Blue Wave alumni golf tournament and hockey games are going to be held this weekend. Here's some of the names that are going to be coming back to play. Paul Bittner, Mark and Ryan Bittner as well. You have Paul Johnson, a former Division I hockey player at Colorado College. You have Joel Gasper, former D1 hockey player at Robert Morris. Those are some of the names. And the big name right now, I think, besides Paul Bittner, would be Mike Hastings, the head coach of Minnesota State Mankato men's hockey. He is coming back to play as well. These are all scheduled to play. That could change by Friday when they start playing. But the public is invited. You can go to our website, KROXAM.com. We have the rosters of all the people playing. See, we have a couple of Morgans that are going to be playing and a lot of familiar names from around town and all the former players. So you're encouraged to get on out and check that out. They'll be having a golf tournament on Saturday and a fun weekend for all of those guys. Again, check it out, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and click on the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance. In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the Cookout Kings who invite you over every weekend for Burgerpalooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
For healthy savings, shop Hugo's Family Marketplace. The extra-large red seedless grapes are $1.89 a pound this week. Assorted Dole chopped salads, $3.49. 7 to 8 ounce assorted packages of essential everyday shredded or chunk cheese, 3 for $5. And 12 packs of 12-ounce cans of Coke products, they're buy two, get one free. You can find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Polk County Commissioners met Tuesday morning and approved the bids on several highway projects. Knife River Materials out of Bemidji was awarded the project on Maple Lake's East Shore that will create back-end diagonal parking along the beach for just over $434,000. Polk County Highway Engineer Rich Sanders said there has been an increase in congestion and noise around the beach this summer, but believes people will like the final benefits of the project.
Bid letting was yesterday at 2 o'clock. Lowest responsible bidder was Knife River at a little over $400,000 for the project. They're supposed to be completed by October. And so this summer, you're going to have some construction happening on County Road 10 at the beach on East Shore. And so hopefully we'll have room there available for people to park on either side of the project and still use the beach, but it's going to be a little bit more congested, probably louder with the construction going on. But once this project's done, I think people will really like the benefits to the project and we'll be able to use the beach a lot better.
Knife River Materials also was the lowest bidder for the road project on County State Aid Highway 3 to State Aid Highway 30 north of Foston. The entire road will be resurfaced in addition to an additional 1.5 miles of paved road being added to State Aid Highway 3 between State Aid Highway 6 and 30, Sanders explains.
North of Foston, we let the project yesterday at 2 o'clock as well. Lowest responsible bidder for that project was also Knife River Materials out of Bemidji, a little bit over $3.4 million. And work is going to begin here in the next couple of weeks. They need to be completed by October 1st as well.
The commissioners also approved a bid to Bertels Construction out of Crookston for their work to replace a culvert along County Road 224 for $9,370. The county will also purchase a culvert from Advanced Drainage Systems of Buxton for $5,023, explained Sanders.
County Ditch 125 runs south from Trunk Highway 2 to the river along County Road 224. And at the very south end of County Road 224, Township Road / Farm Approach washed out this spring as part of the flooding. And so today we received quotes from contractors to replace that culvert. Last Thursday, the board approved hiring Bertels Construction out of Crookston here to replace the culvert, and the county will be purchasing the culvert.
The commissioners approved the appointment of Aaron Rongen of Fertile to serve as District 1 appointee to the Extension Committee. Rongen's term will run through 2021. The board approved their consent agenda, including auditor warrants and a payment of $276.50 to Hewlett-Packard. And they passed a resolution authorizing Tri-Valley Opportunity Council to administer funds for the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency Family Homelessness Prevention and Assistance Program in Polk County. The board also began reviewing its goals and objectives for the 2020 budget. The discussion included several primary capital projects that may be addressed in 2020, including a new financial system, continued facility improvements in East Grand Forks, staffing changes, and possible roof replacement projects. The board also agreed to meet Tuesday, June 18th, with the Grand Forks County Commissioners to discuss the Merrifield Bridge plan, explains Polk County Administrator Chuck Whiting.
Grand Forks County asked to meet with the Polk County, their commissioners, to meet with our commissioners just regarding bridge crossing options, specifically the Merrifield Bridge option that the MPO has been working on. So we'll go over there on the 18th in the morning at 10 o'clock and meet with them just to have a discussion. There's no action to take, but we'll see what flushes out as far as issues, and then we'll come back to Crookston and have our regular meetings in the afternoon and into the evening.
Following the June 18th meeting with Grand Forks County, the commissioners will hold their regular meeting at 3 p.m. in the commissioners' room of the Polk County Government Center. They will then hold their board of review meeting at 6 p.m. City of Crookston crews have been working at the Mayor's Courtyard at the corner of Main and Robert Street in downtown Crookston. They will be installing a new drinking fountain, a bench donated by the Crookston Rotary, and a bike repair station installed by Bike Crookston, explains Public Works Director Pat Kelly.
Over on the corner of Main and Robert there, I've got a crew over there right now. Actually, that's the Bike Crookston and Rotary are kind of both involved in this also. And the what we're doing is preparing the area where we took out that fountain. We're going to go ahead and concrete that area and put a concrete slab in. Then there's going to be a drinking fountain installed there, a rotary bench, and then Bike Crookston's going to install a bike repair station there.
Yeah, the project shouldn't take too long to complete as, well, depending on weather, Kelly hopes to pour the slab later this week.
We got to look at the drinking fountain, see exactly how we need to plumb that in and the drainage and stuff like that. But hopefully later this week we'll pour the slab.
And that is Pat Kelly. The Crookston Area Chamber Board Member of the Month is Angie Smith. Smith is part owner and optometrist for the Crookston Eye Clinic and Foston Eye Clinic. Smith and her husband, Nate, have four kids, and they all live in Crookston. The oldest will be starting at Crookston High School in the fall, and their younger three children attend Cathedral School. Learn more about the Chamber Board Member of the Month, Angie Smith, by going to KROXAM.com. Click on News. On Wednesday at approximately 4:35 a.m., so this morning, officers of the Grand Forks Police Department were notified of a robbery that had just occurred on the 500 block of Oak Street. The victim was no longer on the scene. The victim was a driver for Grand Forks Taxi and was later learned that he had been called to the area for a customer. The driver had been assaulted with what was reported as a large caliber revolver. The driver suffered injuries to his face from being struck by the subject with a revolver. The suspect was not able to obtain any cash or other items in attempt, and the driver was able to drive away while the suspect was still partially in the vehicle. The suspect then ran to the east. Officers quickly established a perimeter, and a canine unit was called to assist. The resulting track was lost in a nearby alley, and the suspect was not located. The suspect was described as being a black male of medium build and approximately 6'3". The male possibly had short dreadlocks and was wearing all black, according to the victim. The case is active at this time, and anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Grand Forks Police Department. The Grand Forks Police Department was assisted by the Grand Forks County Sheriff's Department. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following: Jolene Marie Berfeska, 45, of Grand Forks, for felony fifth-degree drug possession, procurement, or control. Jerry Roy Dauphiné, 46, of East Grand Forks, for misdemeanor contempt of court for willful disobedience to a court mandate. And Elizabeth Ann Rowan, 31, of Crookston, for misdemeanor contempt of court for willful disobedience to a court mandate. And on Tuesday, around 11:49 a.m., officers were dispatched in Grand Forks for a pedestrian hit by a vehicle. Upon arrival, officers found a 39-year-old female on the sidewalk with leg injuries. The vehicle, a 2002 Chevy pickup, was on the sidewalk against an iron railing. The driver was Blaine Lorenzen, 50, of Grand Forks. Investigation showed that the pickup was traveling south when it went onto the sidewalk, onto the southeast side of the intersection, striking the pedestrian and the iron railing. The pedestrian was taken to Altru Hospital by private vehicle. Her name is not being released, pending notification to relatives. Lorenzen was arrested for DUI, possession of marijuana paraphernalia, reckless endangerment, and possession of marijuana. Lorenzen was taken to Altru Hospital and then to the Grand Forks County Correction Center. There was minor damage to the pickup and significant damage to the railing. The Crookston Fire Department was called to the alley behind the 400 block of Pleasant Avenue at 9:50 Tuesday night for a sparking power pole. They investigated and secured the scene until Otter Tail Power Company crews arrived and replaced a fuse that was causing the problem. On the obituary desk, David Bud Sandem, 78, of Beltrami, beloved brother, uncle, and friend, was called to his eternal resting place on May 26th. And he went to school in Beltrami and Fertile and graduated from Fertile High School in 1959. He served in the Army from 1961 to 63. He is survived by his sister, Joanne Nowak, nephew Jeff Nowak, and niece Stephanie McNeil, his great niece Rachel McNeil, and great nephews Sam McNeil and Ryan Nowak. A celebration of Bud's life will be held at 1 p.m. June 22nd at the Other Place at 113 Washington Avenue Northwest in Fertile. Bud's family requests that any memorials go to Fairview Cemetery in Beltrami. Arrangements are at the Erickson Vic Ganji Funeral Home of Fertile. And the flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Joseph Brule and Estelle Pat Taylor. Joseph Brule was born in Three Rivers, Canada in 1890, enlisted in 1917. He was discharged in 1919 and died in the state in 1958 in Crookston. Pat Taylor was born in 1909 in Missouri. He enlisted in 1944 and was discharged in 1945. He died in the state in 1979 in Fargo. Now moving on to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies, 73 degrees, a north wind of 9 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.86 inches and steady. Humidity is at 50%. The sun rose at 5:29. The sun will set at 9:20 for 15 hours, 51 minutes of daylight. The morning's low is 55 at 6 and 7 o'clock this morning. Today's record high, 94, set in 1988. The record low, 33, set in 1897. Year ago high, 82. Year ago low, 54. The average high, 74. The average low, 50. Yesterday's high was a record tying, 92. It tied the record set back in 1968. Yesterday's low was 66, and we had wind gusts up to 38 miles an hour. I think Leo will agree with me. Playing softball, it felt a lot stronger than that at times. So a lot of home runs were hit on some fields, and no home runs were hit on others. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be sunny, highs 80 to 85, north winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the west in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain showers, lows in the mid-50s, southwest winds up to 10 miles an hour. Thursday, sunny, highs in the mid-80s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the northeast in the afternoon. Friday, sunny, breezy, highs 85 to 90. Saturday, mostly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, highs in the mid-80s. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 70 to 75. Monday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. And then Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs 70 to 75. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, 73 degrees. We're on our way to a high between 80 and 85. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part today by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.